Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Emily Schwing. This week on AK, libraries. A library is more than a collection of books. In a small town like Sutton in the Matanuska Valley, the library serves many functions. It's a meeting place for people of all ages, a storehouse of information, and a door allowing a peek into the community's past. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer tells us, Sutton residents have worked for years to raise funds for a new library, and last month, that dream became reality.
After years of bake sales, grant applications, and planning meetings, Sutton's new library opened quietly in mid-June of this year. The grand opening a few weeks later drew a crowd, perhaps in keeping with the hush normally associated with libraries. The chamber music group Fireside String Quartet entertained.
And then we had bluegrass music, so it was a full afternoon.
That's librarian Nancy Bertels. And now, in mid-July, the tidy, cedar-sided building surrounded by murmuring cottonwoods already fits the town like a favorite pair of sneakers.
What mean?
It's the baby bell. That's
the baby bear? It is? Is this Mama and Papa Bear?
Bertels is just finishing up preschool story hour with a few rambunctious members of Sutton's future generation.
I can hold her. Thank you very much.
She's not sad.
She's not sad.
Our parking lot's been full every day since we opened, and I think part of it, it's a beautiful facility, and we're offering some great programming to our community, so people are excited to come and participate. We had over 20 kids for a story hour this morning, then arts and crafts and a little chaos afterwards.
Bertels finally gets a quiet moment to reflect on the new library's significance.
It creates a perfect community center here in Sutton. People are stopping, walking through the park, visiting the library.
As if on cue, a teenage girl walks to the front door with at least 10 books piled high in her arms. Sutton is a reader's town. The new library replaces the worn-out old frame building down the road that served the community since the 1980s. Bertels says the old library was so cramped for space that when a new book came in, an old book had to be disposed of. But the old building, though leaky, was well-loved.
We're stepping in the shoes and we're expanding. We're making our shoes even bigger, we hope. We have two meeting rooms that are available for public use, and they've been consistently used since we opened.
This new one is purposely located next to Sutton's Alpine Historic District. The Historic District is an acre of green lawn on which are displayed in haphazard fashion the rusted hulks of coal mining paraphernalia from 90 years ago. A crumbling foundation marks the spot where the Sutton Coal Wash House stood. The wash house's dimensions were used in the library's floor plan.
And it's designed after the old coal washing facility that used to sit on the cement ruins in the historic park right in front of our building.
Sutton is sticking to its heritage. The town was founded on coal, although more recently opposition to that type of mining is rife, but the controversy has not rocked Sutton as it has split other communities.
It's part of the history of this community, and it was designed in that period, you know, so to look like that period of housing. So I don't think anybody disputes the fact that coal has been part of this community's history. Nobody really had anything bad to say about that.
Once barely a blip on the map, Sutton has become a not-quite-suburban community popular with young families. SUVs and compact sedans have replaced battered pickup trucks on the local roadways, a sure sign of gentility moving in. Bertels says the iconic Alaska Bachelor, once prevalent in these parts, is now a rarity.
Even those old bachelors have kind of cleaned up and, at least bought a new truck. So.
Do they read?
They do. They read a lot. And they use the computers a lot.
Although improved Glen Highway conditions bring Anchorage and Wasilla closer now, Suttonites identify strongly with their town and are a close-knit bunch. Former Matanuska Sioux Sitna Borough Assembly member Lynn Woods.
We're so proud of our new building. The visibility between the library and the historical park has just been a wonderful partnership.
Sutton got lots of help in paying for the new building. The borough, the Rasmussen Foundation, BP, and ConocoPhillips and Usabelli Coal added corporate dollars to the donations gained from garage sales and benefit raffles. Names of donors, large and small, are engraved on gilt leaves decorating a tree mural inside. Free first-time library cards are a bonus for borough residents, but woe to the procrastinator. Late book return fees will be strictly enforced. For AK, I'm Ellen Lockyer.